This is Dr. Schumacher dictating an initial history and physical on Adolf Conforti. The last name is C-O-N-F-O-R-T-I. The first name is Adolf, A-D-O-L-P-H. Date was May 9, 2022. Place of the Pines of Burton. Assisted living. New paragraph, patient profile. Mr. Conforti is a 79-year-old male who came from home, period. New paragraph, chief complaint. He's here for assisted living, period. His main medical problems include diabetes mellitus, hypertension, neck and low back pain. He has a past history of a lymphoma, which is a B-cell lymphoma, period. New paragraph, history. Mr. Conforti denies any acute medical problems, period. He does have some neck pain and has had neck surgery in the past. Thanks. You got it? Okay. He states it's not too bad, but there's still residual pain, period. He also has some low back pain, but doesn't seem to be hindering him, period. He has a Foley catheter in place due to urinary retention, and that has been here on arrival, period. In the past, he had lymphoma, and that was around 2018, and he had chemotherapy, which is completed, period. He still has a med port on his scalp and also in the right upper chest, period. New paragraph, he has diabetes mellitus, which he states is controlled, and he's on glimepiride, 1 milligram daily, and he denies polyuria or polydipsia, period. He denies paresthesias of the feet, period. He has hypertension, which is controlled also, period. There's no headaches or any cardiac symptoms, and he denies any cardiac disease, period. He has hypercholesterolemia, for which he is on simvastatin, period. He's tolerating this without any major muscle cramps or other adverse symptoms, period. He says he's slightly confused, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional. He does not feel feverish or having chills. I denies ENT, he has decreased hearing in the left ear, no earache or sore throat or hoarseness. He denies visual complaints, respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum, cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding, GU, no dysuria or hematuria, musculoskeletal, denies arthralgias, heme, no bruising or bleeding, endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, no hypothyroid symptoms, musculoskeletal, he has shoulder pain, hip pain, neck pain, and low back pain, period. These do not appear extreme, period. He has Tylenol available for pain, period. Skin, no rash or itch, heme, no excessive bruising or bleeding, CNS, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. New paragraph, past history. Diabetes mellitus type 2. Prostatic hyperplasia, hypercholesterolemia, hearing impairment, large B-cell lymphoma, hypertension, urinary and fecal incontinence. New paragraph, medications, amlodipine 5 milligrams TO daily, glimepiride 1 milligram daily, lisinopril 2.5 milligrams daily, magnesium 500 milligrams daily, Tylenol 500 milligrams twice a day, metformin 500 milligrams twice a day with meals, Omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, sertraline 50 milligrams daily, simvastatin 20 milligrams daily, Timolol 0.5%, one drop into each eye daily, tramadol 50 milligrams twice a day, vitamin D 2000 units daily, ipratropium nasal spray, two sprays in each nostril three times a day as needed, loperamide 2 milligrams as needed, Timolol PM 25-500 in the evening if needed. Nystatin, PRN. New paragraph, allergies unknown. New paragraph, family history. His mother is deceased and had renal failure and a stroke. His father is deceased at 63 and had leukemia, period. He has a brother that's living at age 73, period. He has hypertension, period. He has had another brother who is deceased with stomach cancer at age 53, period. He has hypertension and COPD. Oh, he also had hypertension and COPD, period. There's a child with hypercholesterolemia and hypertension, period. There's another child at 52 with kidney disease, period. New paragraph, social history. He smoked half a pack a day for 60 years, period. No alcohol excess, period. New paragraph, examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing, period. He's hard of hearing, period. He's deaf in the left ear. Blood pressure 109 over 68, pulse 80. Respiratory rate 16, temperature 98.1, O2 saturation 95%. Head and neck, pupils equal and reactive to light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements intact, oral mucosa normal, ears normal to inspection, hearing is impaired. Neck supple, no palpable mass, no palpable thyromegaly, no nodes. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS, cranial nerves normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, hand grip is good bilaterally. Motor tone, bulk, and strength are grossly normal, period. Sensation intact. There's no joint inflammation or effusion, period. Slight tenderness of the lower back and neck, not severe, period. Total range of motion is normal. Skin is warm and dry without a rash. Mm-hmm. Paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mr. Conforti has diabetes mellitus, and I'll order a hemoglobin A1C and a CMP and a CBC, period. I will check for renal status, period. I'll continue glimepiride for now 1 milligram daily, period. He's also metformin 500 milligrams twice a day, period. Two, he has essential hypertension, and I will continue lisinopril 25 milligrams daily, and I'm lodipine 5 milligrams daily, period. This appears controlled. Three, he has urinary retention and remains with a folate, period. Four, there's a history of lymphoma, which is a large B-cell type, and there's no clear symptoms, period. I will follow him at the times, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.